ask just about any do-it-yourself weekend warrior homeowner what's the biggest challenge in the summer, the answer invariably, lawn care, keeping the grass cut, lush, and green. It's a particular challenge these days across much of America, with two-thirds of the nation hit by drought from coast to coast. The color of many lawns has gone from deep green to parched brown to yellow. Yuck. But Joe Perrazzo has a solution.
The solution is lawn painting. We give you instant results by spraying it from brown to green.
That's right. Joe Perrazzo Grass is Greener Lawn Painting will paint your lawn, and these days he's busier than ever doing just that. And Joe Perrazzo joins us now from Staten Island, New York. And Joe, we know they do this a lot in the Southwest, but with the drought now moving east, you're actually seeing using a green dye to color people's lawns. Tell us how it works.
First, we prep the lawn. It needs to be mowed and trimmed. Once the prep work is done, we mask off any concrete patio to ensure there's no overspray. And from there, we just spray it. You get instant magical results from brown to green on the spot.
So how does it look and how long does it last?
It looks incredibly natural and it lasts 3 to 5 months. It does not wash off with water and it does not fade with harsh sun.
Wow. Now, of course, dyeing your lawn green probably uses a lot less water than trying to keep it watered every day. But is it environmentally friendly in other ways? Tell us about this dye.
Okay, you can reduce your watering by 50 to 70%. Once it's sprayed, you no longer need to water it. And the dye is environmentally friendly. It's a plant-based, non-toxic, organic solution that is biodegradable, and it is safe for kids and pets.
Wow. Now, Joe, I understand you're busier than you've ever been this particular summer. Can you tell me about that? Are you doing one lawn a week, 10 lawns a week, 20 lawns a week? What do you do?
About 10 lawns a week right now.
Wow, so that does sound pretty busy. So, Joe, give us a sense of who your customers are.
My customers range from homeowners to real estate agents who are looking for instant curb appeal, and I've also done some work for Little League baseball fields.
Now, my understanding, Joe, is that you teach physical education at Brooklyn High School of Sports Management. How did you get into the business of dyeing lawns?
Just always being into sports. One time being at a football game and arriving early, I saw them spraying, touching up the field. It was the end zone in this case, and I saw them doing it in a nice blue, and that caught my interest. So I went home and did some research and found a plant-based dye that looks incredibly natural.
That's Joe Perrazzo talking to us from Staten Island, New York. He runs a lawn dyeing business, and he says he's been busier than ever this summer. Thanks for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.